talked about clutch. You did clutch. I'm telling you what. Bang the table for the Bears' red zone defense, fellas. How about the Bears?
Right.
All season. Yep. But, you know, yeah, simple math. You could say, okay, tell me something we don't know. 16 points allowed in the red zone, which could have been 42 mm-hmm. points. They shut yep. the door.
Right, but you always use a phrase nail nibbler time.
Yeah.
So it is nail nibbler from the time they get the ball to the 20-yard line. And then the Bears defense shuts it down. So you have all this time and preparation to worry about what's going to happen. And then the Bears rewarded the Bears fans who stayed up all night to see what the other team did to shut them down in the red zone. It just shows you the ability for the defense to change, the ability to put defensive personnel in different positions to keep it up, the effectiveness of the flow of the game, the changes, and, you know, and even Bostic showing up and having the game of his life with little notice where he was going to play.
And look, who was defending the last play of the game in the end zone? Brock Vereen.
Well, and they're all right. It was watching, almost you were watching the present and the future.
Yeah.
Brock Vereen, John Bostic, Eagle Ferguson, Will Sutton. I mean, it was all Kyle
right.
Fuller. It was all the kids. You know, they were doing it.
Ahmad Dixon on special teams.
Yeah, I mean, names you hadn't heard of, but you're probably going to be hearing from.
The Bears don't win that game if they don't stop them in the red zone. Obviously, six red zone possessions, only one touchdown. Mm-hmm. And like what you were saying, what I notice is Bears spent four of their top five draft picks on defense this year. All four of those guys made key plays in the red zone,
right.
including Kyle Fuller with the interception. Will Sutton made a stop on a
Third and two.
Right. They probably would have gone for that. They yep. might have gone for the touchdown there if he doesn't throw him for 2 yard loss. Eagle Ferguson had a sack.
And that was flushed by Will Sutton, flushed
right.
the quarterback.
The thing about it is,
the last play.
All these guys that we're talking about here, if they don't make the play when they have the opportunity, including Ahmad Dixon on the muff punt, you got to recover that ball, get your team in flip position, get a chance to score. If they don't make those plays, they don't win that game. And we're talking about 9 or 10 guys that had to make a play, and they're first and second year players. 18 first and second year players overall contributed to that.
But, you know, the players that are playing, they're not just playing because they have incredible ability. They have to use fundamentals. They have to use technique. They have to use their mental ability. So when you look at the interior play by the defensive tackles, they get an understanding of how they're trying to be mm-hmm. attacked. And fundamentally, they can absorb it, they can see it, and then they can continue to attack. That's the nicest thing to see is these guys aren't just making plays because he runs a 4-2-40 off the corner. They got 70 snaps. They got 50 snaps, however many they're playing, and that shows a lot of their ability.